Welcome to the Writing Pool Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Clark. I'm not sure why I'm getting feedback on these recent episodes. I'm going to try to figure it out and remedy it for next week, but until then, I'm going to speak like this, like I'm a radio host or hostess. I just wanted to say this is the last time I'm going to mention it, but the 3-month Writing Accelerator program is starting on Sunday, February 12th at 10 a.m. Yes, this is the same day as the Super Bowl, so if you join, you can have a really productive day starting your project and then going to your Super Bowl party and enjoying the rest of the day. All you have to do is sign up. You can reach out to me at mac@melissaclarkwrites.com or head to my website, www.melissaclarkwrites.com, and navigate to the Writing Coaching tab. Today, I want to talk about the concept of buffering. Buffering is that thing you do when you should be doing something else. So the obvious example of this is binging a series on Netflix. A friend probably told you about a wonderful new series, and you had all the good intentions of just watching one episode one night, and you end up sitting on your couch watching an episode, and you know Netflix is a trickster. It bleeds right into the next episode, and there you are, 2 episodes in, and your project is sitting on your computer waiting for attention, but then you're 3 episodes in, 4 episodes in, and then you've binged 10 episodes in one night, and it's 3 in the morning, and you're exhausted, and you're mad at yourself. And that is buffering. By the way, I just want to interrupt myself and tell you that I am going full hog improv today. I do not have a note. I do not have a script. I have nothing in front of me except a microphone and headphones. So back to buffering. Buffering is an enemy because buffering steals time from what you really want to be doing, in this case, working on your project. And there are many ways to buffer. There's exercising. Some people will just pick up the dumbbells instead of picking up a pen. There's walking your dog 10 to 15 times a day instead of 3 times a day, where you can walk the dog, work on your project. Walk the dog, work on your project. Buffering can show up in many ways. You could be working on a memoir, say, and you need to do a little bit of research in your old diaries. And you sit on the floor, you whip out an old diary, you read the whole thing, you found what you're looking for, but then you read the whole thing, you find an earlier diary, you read the whole thing, you find an earlier diary, you read the whole thing, and then the afternoon is over, it is nighttime, you haven't written a word, but you've read all your cringy words from your past. That could be considered buffering too. Buffering isn't always the worst thing though. I know for me at the beginning of the pandemic when my brain was on spin, as most of ours were, and I really had a lot of fear and anxiety around this whole thing, I found comfort in buffering, and I buffered with a crazy thing, which is makeup tutorials. If anybody knows me, they know I'm not necessarily a makeup queen. I maybe wear some mascara and some lip gloss, but that's about it. Oh no. All that sort of changed when I started buffering with makeup tutorials. Not only did they quell my anxiety, there was something about it. I don't even know what it was, but there was something about it that really calmed my jangled nerves. But I also learned some tips and tricks. And now, if you see me in person, you may notice I am wearing bronzer on my eyelids. Okay, enough about that. Let's go back to the bad kind of buffering. The buffering that steals your time and energy. And we all know that time is finite. And if you want to write your novel, write your screenplay, your play, your podcast, whatever it is you're working on, you know you are the one who needs to do it. It's not going to write itself. And every time you pay attention to it, that time compounds. And that's how you're able to finish a project. But these things that you end up buffering with, they steal your time. They steal your attention. And they're not productive. When you're in front of the TV on the couch for episode number 4, hour number 4, you really need to stop and think to yourself, is this how I want to spend my time? Also, I think when you're buffering, a part of you knows, deep down, really knows that you should be doing something else. And maybe it's time to listen to that little voice in your head that's saying, stop it, pause, take a break, go back to your work. Other ways of buffering include social media scrolling. You might end up on Instagram for 3 hours, Facebook, LinkedIn, any of them, all of them, when you could be creating. So the upshot of all this is time is finite. Stop buffering. Start writing. You will be so happy you did. There will be no regrets. Facebook, Netflix, all the things will always be there. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tolerating the strange, echoey sound. I apologize, and I will do everything to try to fix it for next week. I hope you have a wonderful writing week, that you don't buffer, and that you get things done. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider rating and reviewing it in your podcast app. This helps get it into the zeitgeist, and I really appreciate it. Talk next week. Bye.